This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're finally getting some nice, steady rain. Hopefully it will last for some good time and get that ground nice and saturated as we come close to the end of summer here. In only another 2 or 3 weeks, the kids will be back to school. I know some kids further south have already started school. But the summer is coming to an end very, very quickly. So get out there and enjoy your gardens and your backyard while you can. The rain's going to last where we are here in Maine, going to last all day today. But we need it, and that'll help the plants as they're making flower buds. Believe it or not, anything that flowers in the very early springs, things like your azaleas, your magnolias, dogwoods, flowering crabs, all of your early flowering plants are making the flower buds, excuse me, as we speak, and right up until October. So this good rain that we are receiving here in southern Maine is helping my plants to give us some blooms for next year. Now, if you have plants that didn't bloom like you wanted them to, or maybe they didn't bloom as good as they should, this would be a great time to feed them. If it's an evergreen plant like a rhododendron, an azalea, holly, and you didn't get the fruit that you should, anything that's evergreen, then you want to use a product like Holly Tone. And I use about a good mounded handful for every 3 feet of height or spread. If it's a plant that loses all of its foliage during the winter, that's called deciduous. That would be plants like your flowering crab, your magnolias, Spirea, which is early, your forsythia, which is early, weigelia, anything that blooms early in the season. It would be a great idea to give them a good application of fertilizer. And for non-evergreen, you would use Plant Tone. And again, a couple of handfuls, maybe three, depending on the size of your plants. One good mounded handful for every 3 feet of height or spread. And that will help them to make the flowers to give you a prettier garden next year. And if you have ground covers, things like Pachysandra, they do have a little bit of a white flower. If you have myrtle with a nice blue flower on them, some ajuga, which makes a good ground cover in an area where nothing will grow, but not in your lawn. A little bit of food there. So anything that's you need a little bit of a push to get them ready. And as we get to the end of August, that will be the best time to plant a new lawn from seed. So think of when the kids go back to school, the end of August or the beginning of September. You've got the whole month of September and most of October. It just depends how far north you are and what Mother Nature gives us this fall. But the fall is a great time, and actually it's the best time of the year to plant a new lawn or to thicken an existing lawn. Traditionally, you'll get more rain, so that means a lot less watering for you. Your temperatures are going to be cooler, so that you'll have less evaporation. And you will not have any new weeds that will develop. And if a few do, as soon as you get a frost, those weeds will be killed off by the cold weather. And if you have a lawn that's had a rough time this summer, and we really haven't had a lot of rain here in New England, be a good idea for a fall fertilizer. Now, let me tell you the difference between a spring feeding and a fall feeding of food for your lawn. When you feed your lawn in the spring, 25% of the food that you apply to your grass is going to be stored in the plant. And 75% is going to be used by the plant to get it going, to help it to thicken, help it to green up, help it to repair some of the winter damage. And it works really, really well. In the fall, it's the opposite. About 25% to 50% is used to make that grass nice and thick and healthy, and the other 50-plus percent is stored in the plant to make it stronger during the late fall and during the winter months. Especially if we have a winter with a lot of cold and not too much snow, it just helps the grass to be a lot stronger against those drying winter winds. So feeding the grass in the fall is probably more important than doing it in the spring. If you see signs of moss, then get some lime on it. And that will help the fertilizer to work even better. If you're seeing moss, it's a sign that it is acidic. And some of that food that you're going to be applying is going to be tied up in the ground. The acidity will grab a hold of it, and it will prevent the grass plant from actually getting it. So if you can sweeten up the soil with some lime, it will change that. And more of your lawn food will be usable by your grass plant. So there's a lot to do in the next few weeks. But this time of the year, there's a lot to do in the garden also. If any of you have tall blue hydrangea, they seem to be bigger than you've had in the past. This is the time to cut them back right now. So if you've got some blue hydrangeas that are shoots that are like 3 feet tall and the rest of the plant is two and a half feet, now is the time to cut it back. And it will help to make it stronger in the long run. And it will control the size of your plant, so there'll be a lot less damage during the winter and dehydration. If you wait to prune your blue or your pink ball-shaped hydrangea, then that branch won't have enough time to heal. And now you'll have an open wound going into the late fall and into the winter months. So if you've got some shoots that are a lot bigger than the others, let's get them cut back right now, and it will motivate that plant to prepare for the winter ahead. Now, roses. The second we hit September, no food. Stop feeding your roses September 1st. And the reason that you want to do that is you want to make that plant think that winter is on its way. And when food sources become a little bit tight, the stems and the fibers in your roses will become thicker. And that's what you want. You want it to prepare for the cold weather ahead. And if you're feeding it in September and into October, it's going to encourage a lot of new growth. And that new growth will be tender. So you want to toughen up those branches that it made. And the way that you do that is you cut back on the food. So feed them now, but as soon as you get into September, no fertilizer for your roses, just to get them ready for the cold weather. Okay? It's going to make a big, big difference. Lots of other things. And if you have questions, the number to call here is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, the phone number here is toll-free, and that number is 855-660-4261. Nathan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you ready to do some gardening?
I got my boots on.
All right. Who do we have up first?
Frank's in Lynn.
Frank from Lynn. Frank, good morning. How can we help you with your garden today?
I have a question for you. I have problems with my tomatoes. Every time I plant my tomatoes, before they're fully mature, they turn them black at the bottom.
The bottom of your tomato fruit?
Yes.
Yes, okay. That is called blossom end rot. It's on the underside of your fruit, and that's where the original yellow flower was. And the wind pollinated it and made a tomato. The problem is your soil is too acidic, and you need to add some lime.
Now, lime, is that
L-I-M-E? Yep, you know, regular lime that you would put on your lawn.
Yeah, you get that at a garden shop.
Yes. Now, does a lot of your fruit have this rot on it?
Just tomatoes. My zucchini came out in good sizes, and I don't have any problem with my carrots. Just tomatoes. Even some heirloom tomatoes, they came out, but they're having the same problem.
Okay.
So I made some homemade compost, and I bought some Miracle-Gro. I blend them together, add some food, and then put it in a pot, and I start growing. But now tomatoes are turning black.
Okay. So what you need to...
Came out for the, yes, go ahead.
So the thing that you need to do is you need to get some lime to sweeten up that soil, especially in a container that becomes more of a problem. So next year, when you get ready to plant.
Yeah.
You can use that soil over. It's not something that you have to add fresh soil every single year. So go down to the nursery, garden center, even some of the hardware stores, and you want some of the fast-acting lime. Fast-acting lime.
Yeah.
And then if you go to a nursery or a garden center, you want to ask them for a product called Rot Stop. And it's spelled R-O-T.
R-O-T, yeah.
Dash S-T-O-P.
S-T-O-P. Got that.
Now, Rot Stop is a liquid. It comes like in a Mr. bottle.
Yeah.
And it contains a water-soluble calcium. And the lime that you're going to be adding to the soil is calcium, okay?
Okay, yeah.
So what they've done is they've made this calcium into a liquid. You shake it really, really well. You spray the foliage. It will be absorbed into the fruit, and it will help to minimize the damage, and it will control and prevent the damage. So get the rot stop, spray the foliage really well with it, and then sprinkle some of the quick acting lime.
Okay. That's two different products, right?
Right.
So I get the rot stop, and then I get the lime. The lime goes into the soil. And
right.
And when the plant comes out, and the flowers coming out, you start spraying it. You water the plants, maybe twice a week, because where it is, when the sun hits the tomato, especially the heirloom, the leaves, the branches go wilted.
Yeah.
When you put some water at the bottom, it comes back to life.
Right. See, that's called stress for your plant. And when you get a stress situation like that, you're more likely to have problems with the fruit. So, and we've had some tremendous heat and high humidity. You should be try and water those containers 3 to 4 times a week. Just fill that pot right to the top, let it soak in, and if you could do that 3 or 4 times, it would help.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A change of plans from Republican Congressman Chris Collins of New York. He's now suspended his re-election campaign after being indicted on insider trading charges. USA's Wendy King reports.
The 3-term congressman announced the decision on Twitter. Earlier this week, after he appeared in court to answer securities and wire fraud charges, he said that he would clear his name and remain on the ballot.
And I will remain on the ballot running for re-election this November.
Prosecutors say Collins illegally shared information about the failure of a drug being tested by a company that he had invested in.
On this anniversary of the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, a Unite the Right 2 demonstration is set for the nation's capital, expected to bring hundreds of participants and thousands of counter-protesters. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you live in New England, well, we're getting some rain and we really need it. It's been raining most of the night and it will help to really get these plants motivated after several weeks of high heat and humidity. Should relax them a little bit and allow them to start to make the flower buds for next year and prepare for the changing seasons. You've probably been noticing that it's getting dark a little earlier and staying dark a little later in the morning. We're losing 3-4 minutes here and there. And we'll be glad to see the cooler weather come. Not cold. Just a little bit cooler so we can enjoy our time outside. If you need some help, we have some open lines. And that number is 855-660-4261. Okay, Nathan, who do we have up next?
Bob is in New Hampshire.
Bob from New Hampshire, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
First of all, let me say that I enjoy your show every Sunday morning. I sit on my porch, I have my cup of coffee, and you give me some of the greatest tips on what I can do in my garden.
Thank you.
So thank you for that. I have a Japanese maple. I planted it about 7 or 8 years ago, and it's about 15 feet high now.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, last August, there was 7 seedlings of the Japanese maple under the tree. And I let them go through the winter, and come this spring, only 2 survived.
Oh.
One of them I dug out and planted. The other one is still under the tree. My question is, should I dig the other one out and plant it? And if I do, what do I do with the 2 plants of the seedlings that I have?
Okay. The one that's planted, that one's doing okay?
It's not doing as well as the one I took out, only because it's in the shade of the tree.
Okay. What I would do is I would look and see if you have some empty pots in your back storage area. If you don't...
I do.
Okay, you want to get something that's about 10 inches in diameter. That would be a 2-gallon pot. And I would dig it and plant it in that 2-gallon pot now. And once you dig the plant and put it in your container, give it a good drink of water, and then get a liquid fertilizer, the one that will really help it, is called Grow. It's made by Espoma, the people that make Hollytone and Plantone, and it's got beneficial microbes in it to help stimulate that root system. And once you dig it up and pot it, put it in a partial shaded area, morning sun, some shade in the afternoon, maybe on a deck or a porch or a patio, someplace where you will remember where you put it. And that way you can give it a little bit extra TLC. And I would use that liquid Grow every couple of weeks on it to help it to get rooted between now and mid-October. Now, when the weather starts to get cold and you see that the trees are turning orange and yellow and red and it really is looking beautiful, then you allow that plant to go through the normal fall season. And as soon as the foliage comes off the plant, give it a good drink and put it in your garage or a tool shed, someplace where it's going to stay cold, but it will be out of the wind. And
okay,
keep it in your garage until, early April. Bring it out, and let's see what happens. But if you can put it in the garage where it's going to be sheltered from the wind and it'll be a lot warmer than being outside, it will survive the winter an awful lot better.
Okay.
And then in the spring, then you can plant it and we'll have a nice fresh start. Now, during the winter, you may want to add a little bit of water here and there so that the soil stays moist, but you don't want it to go bone dry. And, you know, put it right on the cement slab of your garage. It doesn't need any light because there's no leaves on it. But put it someplace where you will see it, where you'll remember to give it some water during the winter. And then in the spring, you can plant it, and you should be in pretty good shape.
Excellent. That's exactly what I'll do. Thank you for the advice.
Okay, I thank you, and you never can tell. You may have some more seedlings that will develop on the seed pods this fall. They'll hit the ground, and if you see that they begin to produce some growth, then you may want to dig them at that time of the year and move them into containers. Now, when you look at the plant, is it still red, or does it have a little bit of a green cast of the foliage?
Well, that's another question I have for you, because this one is mostly green with some red tints on the edges.
Yep.
But the tree itself is a dark red. Is it possible to have a green seedling from a dark red tree?
You can have all kinds of different combinations, from brilliant red to pure green all year. Now, for example, if they took 100 seeds from your Japanese maple and they planted them all, they would have about 25 that would be that brilliant red. You'd have about 50 or 60 that would start off red, go to green, and then turn red again in the fall, and then you'd have the remaining would be all green. And I think that part of the reason that you're getting green and red has been the heat. I was sitting on, we built a screen porch on a house several years ago because of all of the mosquitoes. We just couldn't sit out after 5 o'clock. So we built a screen porch, and I was looking at my Japanese red maple that's about 15 feet tall and 15 feet wide last night, and noticed that it was most of the leaves were probably 60% green and 40% red, and I think that's just due to the intensity of the heat, the lack of a decent rainfall for several weeks during June, July, and into August. But normally it has more of a red tinge to it. So until it's big enough, let it get through next year, put it in a nice sunny area, it may stay nice and red. But this year, for some reason, with all the sun, all the heat, and the lack of rain, a lot of the red maples, and I've been looking at them as I drive around town, they're not as brilliant red as they have been in past years. And I think that's just a heat and lack of rain problem. But
okay. Okay.
Next year will be a new year, and we'll see then.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much, Paul, and God.
I thank you. You have a wonderful weekend, and continue to enjoy what you're doing. And there's no better spot right now than sitting on a screen porch with a cup of coffee, looking at the Sunday paper, and listening to radio. You get the best of things that can happen to you during the summer months. Thank you. If you need some help, 855-660-4261. Talk with Nathan. He'll get you set up, and away you go. Nathan, who do we have up?
Linda in Massachusetts.
Linda from Massachusetts, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Hi.
Hi, Linda.
Hey. That's okay. I used to be from Massachusetts, but I transplanted to New Hampshire, and I love it up there. Anyway,
Great. Good
morning.
Good morning.
I have two questions. First and foremost, I'm getting horrible worms on my Brussels sprout plants.
Yep.
And they're going to town. I mean, I've been using neem oil, but it's been 2 weeks, and it doesn't seem to deter them at all.
No. Neem oil is a good product, but you're using it on the wrong insect. Neem oil would be for insects like whitefly, aphids, mealybugs, sucking type insects. And the caterpillars that you have feeding on your broccoli, your cauliflower, cabbage are chewing. And the neem oil isn't strong enough to take care of those. Now, what you want to get is a product called Captain Jack.
Yes. You know what? I think it was last year I got that for something. I don't remember. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah, Captain Jack, you just spray it on the plant, and if you see the caterpillars, spray it on the caterpillars. Captain Jack is an organic insecticide. Yeah. It's a type of virus, and it only affects chewing insects. It will not hurt bees. It will not hurt butterflies or any kind of a pollinator. And it will work very, very well. And I'll tell you, once this rain stops, spray the plant top and bottom, and within 2 to 3 days, the problem is gone. But I would repeat it, because there's a very good chance that the adults that are doing all the damage now have had a time to lay some eggs on the plant that will hatch a week or 10 days, every week or 10 days, so that you have a continuous problem. So do it weekly. Soak them really good. Come back a week after you've done it, and then get a liquid food like the Espoma Grow to help the plant make some new foliage to replace what the caterpillars have eaten. Now, plants like broccoli and Brussels sprouts, they'll continue to be productive until you get to November. So keep feeding them, and they will continue to be productive. And last year, I picked fresh broccoli for my Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, boy.
Right in the garden on Thanksgiving morning. So they just keep coming. As long as you keep removing the faded flowers on it. So as soon as you see that there's broccoli ready, it may only be three or four little pieces here and there. What I do is I take a Ziploc bag. I go in the garden every couple of days. I cut the broccoli, and when the bag is full, then I use it fresh into a salad, or I'll cook it and eat it as a vegetable with my main meal. But it will keep productive until November. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Well, we're getting some rain, much needed, and it's going to help your gardens to grow. You should be noticing in your perennial garden, if you have some of the tall growing sedum, that they're making pretty good heads of flower buds at this point. They're not going to turn pink until September, but you're getting a nice big rounded clusters of flower buds that will eventually turn shades of pink in some varieties red, and even some that are going to be white. So as the seasons change, so do your flowering plants. And another good late summer flowering perennial is your anemone. And it's a wonderful perennial, very hardy. And it blooms during September and October. And this time of the year, a lot of your daisies are coming in bloom. Your black-eyed Susans, your Montauk daisies are going to be in bloom, but not until September and October. That's your last flowering perennial that you have in your garden. So as you keep it clean, remove the dead or faded parts of your plants, and that will prevent, you know, damage with insects and things like slugs coming in and attacking some of the healthier plants. So, you know, once a week, just take a look in the garden. You see things that are beginning to go by. The season is over. Cut them right down to the ground get rid of that plant debris, and you'll see that things do very, very well. Let's go to the phone lines. Nathan, who do we have up next?
John in Massachusetts.
John from Massachusetts, good morning. How can we help you today?
Yes, Paul. I want to call you. I'm in Turner's Falls, not very far from where you went to school.
Yes.
On my geraniums, beautiful geraniums. They done well, big green plants, a lot of buds. But then when the blossoms come, they just aren't really healthy like they are in the early summer. The buds don't fully come out, and they die off. I have to deadhead them very soon. I have all kinds of buds, beautiful plants, and I have marigolds right next to them, and the marigolds do so well.
Okay. Now, when you look at the flower head of your geranium, is the flower being chewed a little bit, maybe?
I don't think so. They just don't. The buds just don't seem to come out.
So the bud forms, but it doesn't open all the way, or it doesn't open at all?
Doesn't open all the way.
Okay. It sounds like you have a tiny insect called a mite, M-I-T-E. And a mite will get inside the actual bud and is sucking. So what I'd like you to do is this, John. Take a sheet of white paper. Are you getting any rain there today?
We had a lot of rain last night. We've had a lot of rain the past week. A lot of rain.
When the plant dries out, I want you to take a sheet of white paper and take hold of white paper in one hand, take the flower stem and tap it on the white paper 4 or 5 times and look at it closely. And if you see, if you took a ballpoint pen and you just tapped it on that paper, that's the size of what the mite looks like. Okay?
Yeah.
And you will see that little black spot moving. That will tell you that you have spider mite. And the best product to take care of mite is something called All Season Oil. And it comes in a bottle with a built-in sprayer. And you're going to spray all the flower buds on that plant and the foliage. And wait 3 or 4 days and do it again. A mite, when your temperatures are 80, they'll mature in 5 days. When it's 90, they'll mature in 3. The hotter it gets, the quicker they mature, and that's why the flowers aren't open.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.